Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Mathematician and cryptographer Alan Turing remains one of the 20th century's most brilliant and tragic figures. Jeremy Green, reader in cell biology at King's College London, explains how Turing's mathematical intuition continues to guide researchers long after his death.
One of the biggest ideas in biology that you probably haven't heard of is morphogen theory. It's the idea that local concentration differences in chemicals called morphogens drive hundreds of simple steps that make one part of an embryo different from another. It's the scientific explanation for the spectacular miracle of development before birth. Over the past 20 years, developmental biologists have discovered what many of those morphogens are. That's why stem cells are in the news. Morphogens turn stem cells into something useful. Morphogen theory also says that each morphogen has an antimorphogen, an inhibitor that ensures its amount and distribution in the embryo is under control and reliable. Alan Turing, the mathematician father of morphogen theory, also showed that with remarkably simple rules for the way a morphogen and an antimorphogen diffuse, they reliably organize themselves into patterns, either alternating stripes or spots. That part of morphogen theory has been hard to prove, but could explain everything from the stripes on a tiger's coat to the reliability of development altogether. In my group, we discovered that the ridges on the roof of the mouth act like the stripes in Turing's theory. We identified the morphogen and the antimorphogen and found that perturbing them in mice gives exactly the results that the theory predicts. This matters because the theory will help find the morphogen recipes to program cells to do useful things in the body. It gives us confidence that one day we'll be able to use morphogens to repair complex structures rather than just patch small holes with a few cells. It was Alan Turing's centenary in 2012. The anti-gay laws that tragically drove him to suicide in 1954 are gone, but his theories live on.
That was Jeremy Green of King's College London. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. The roof of my mind.